Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, as we get ready for the All-Star break. And, you know, we've gone through this now for most of the season with the philosopher, and now we're getting to the point, the true kind of halfway point of the season. How do you feel?
I personally feel well. I think everything's going good. You know, as a ball club, I think this is some of Bruce Bochy's best managing when you think about all the pieces that he's had to put in there and have the success. I mean, we're traditionally the June swoon since I've been here, and we went, I think, 17-10. You can correct me if I'm wrong there, but we had a great month, and, you know, we're playing well going into the break, and that's all you really want, getting these guys back.
You know, I say 54-33, which is the record going into Friday night's game, and the best record in baseball, but does anybody know it?
Well, we certainly know it in the clubhouse, but you're right. I don't think it gets the attention nationwide. And, you know, I think if you the Cubs have been the sexy story all year, and they'll continue to be. I mean, they have their whole starting infield in the All-Star game, and, you know, Arrieta is going to make an appearance at some point. Fowler, I think, was voted in center. So they got a lot of representation. And, you know, we finally got Brandon Belt some acknowledgement, just found out today. So that's exciting for him and for his family. And, you know, I don't know why it doesn't get the broadcast that way. I think it's probably because most of the people are asleep by the time we start playing here. These 7:15 games, everybody in the East Coast is already well into the REM sleep by then.
But by the time I get on, it's about 1:45 Eastern time, so I don't get a lot of calls from the East. But you're probably right. I think it's a fact that the team does play in the West. But there's a part of this team that when they lose, it's very dramatic. And almost the losses are a bigger story than the wins.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's just it's the kind of the culture that we've kind of created for ourselves here. You know, you're expected to win. You're expected to play well. We expect a lot out of each other and out of ourselves. And, you know, when things don't go our way, and they're not going to go your way a lot of times during the season, but, you know, when you come to expect certain results and they're not there, obviously you're not happy about them. But that's the beauty of baseball and the mosaic that you always speak of. You get to go back out there the next day and try something new.
Yeah, as they say, that's baseball. Javier Lopez with us, the philosopher. The bullpen. And give me a description of how they're doing. Now, you don't get to 54 wins without having a great bullpen. And then, of course, you have a couple of weeks where it struggles a little bit. And as I say, maybe people focus on that. But what's the state of this bullpen? You've been down this road so many times. You know what it takes to win in the bullpen. What's going on?
Well, I think there's a lot of dimensions to it. Obviously, it's an easy target right now when you look at our pen. Everybody brings up 17 blown saves. And, you know, do I really like the save stat? No, but it is what it is. We've had to talk about stats a while back. I mean, you can blow a save in the sixth and seventh inning and, you know, the game's not even over. So it's just it is what it is. A lot of guys, they're evolving. It's a bullpen that's evolving. There's a lot of young guys that are still – they have experience but are still getting their feet wet. I don't think anybody's even reached 100 innings down there of the young guys, I'm saying, in big league ball games. And, it happens. I think this is part of the maturation of these guys, and it's going to happen. And I think, you know, we've had an ugly run here as of late, but it doesn't mean that we've lost every one of those 17 games. I think that's where people have to kind of just take a step back and realize that we have battled back and come up with big hits and won ball games and done the little things that it is to win games. And, you know, I think as a bullpen, I think we've shown dominance with the matchup game, and also shown some weaknesses in the same facets. And I think it's just like I said, it's evolving. You know, we have to sit there and lift each other up. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. They're going to say what they want, and that's how life is nowadays. And especially in social media, you just have to do your best to not pay attention to it and go out there and focus on getting outs. And I mean, I know it makes for great talk show banter, like I'm sure you have on your shows. But for us in the locker room, we're excited about where we're at.
Yeah, well, that's why he's the philosopher. Very well spoken. I appreciate that. Now, what about you personally? How are you doing? Last couple of times out, you did your job and got people out. And as I always say, you throw that pitch. If you throw the pitch where you want to throw it, people are generally not going to hit it. How are you doing?
Well, I feel good. You know, the best thing a reliever can be is available, and that's what I've always tried to be, and get the opportunities when they come. And obviously, Bochy's never going to give you the ball if you're not getting the job done and you're not showing any confidence in yourself. What's the reason to get in the ball? So I have to believe in myself and in my abilities to get outs, and I've been doing that. And, you know, again, it's small sample sizes. I'm only out there for a batter or two, so it takes a long time to get the numbers where I'm used to seeing them. But it's it's going to be a long process to get him down where I want him. But ultimately, it's focusing on getting the outs when given the ball, and I've tried to really do that. And thankfully, he's been putting me in some good spots and, you know, tight ball games where he does believe in me, and that's always great when you have a manager that shows confidence in you.
Yeah, I always love the 40 appearances in 12 innings. I like that. We don't want you to work too hard, but, you know, that's Javier Lopez. All right, let's talk All-Stars a little bit. Cueto, Bumgarner, certainly Posey, the catcher, and Belt make it. The format of the All-Star game, you have any thoughts about that? And the runoff for Belt and the excitement, it could create some excitement for him this week.
Yeah, well, I think the runoff is nice. So you can puts it in the fans' hands in a sense that they get to go ahead and try to push that last guy into a roster. And obviously, we have a great fan base here, and I think he got over 10 million votes. That's something like that. I think that's more than Hillary got in the last little poll that they ran out there. But anyway, you know, he's doing great, and you know, he's been awesome, and it's just nice to see those guys suit up and represent the not only the Bay Area but the Giants and all of us, and for those first timers like Belt, it's great to see him get out there, and you know, he's got a smile that he won't be taking off his face anytime soon. And you know, I don't like the fact that home field has decided on that, but I don't think there's many players that do. You know, I think it should be just a chance to showcase the talent that you have in the league, around the league, all the young talent. Showcase the superstars. Go right ahead. You know, follow them around. Do whatever you want. But just let them enjoy that week. Enjoy the game. Don't make it so bogged down in the stress and the mire that you have during the regular season. You know, let these guys take a break, take a breather, and enjoy the game. And, you know, I think it's something that'll be collectively bargained at some point where, you know, if you work your tail off to have a great season and you have a great home record or a great record in general, that you shouldn't be penalized just because, you know, your team got walked off, let's say, in the ninth inning or something like that.
Yeah, no, I hope you're right about that. I hope you're right, Javier Lopez, about talking about the CBA coming up. I wish it would be collectively bargained with this All-Star game. Didn't have that importance, because going through a World Series and reporting on it, it's nice to start at home, it's nice to end at home, believe me, it's very, very important. But the All-Star game doesn't recognize someone like yourself who could be having a great year. You've got to have a great year and then some to get a relief pitcher, a setup guy, to get a guy like that in. So you sort of go unnoticed, but you can't win without you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I do think you know, middle relief, you got to look at an All-Star game as not being played as a typical game. And that's where you can, you know, I think every manager would tell you they might love their middle relief, but if you can tell me that you can run about six closers out there, you're going to take a chance on it. So, yeah, it's obviously a starter and closer based. I mean, there might be one or two setup guys that make it every year, if that. And same thing with position guys. You're getting a lot of guys that, you know, you're going to get the representative at every position, but Chris Bryant's been playing a lot of outfield, and he's your starting third baseman. So, you know, they're going to shuffle the pieces around to get them into those games. And, you know, it does take on a different thing. That's why I feel like it should be more of a showcase. Have some fun out there. Have a skills competition like they used to have. Do something that just, you know, showcases game and throw some names out there for some of the guys that might be on that East Coast that have been sleeping and not seeing some of these people. You know, Brandon Crawford is a snub for this year for us, and he had a great year, but again, they get to see a guy like Belt now. You know, Belt finally gets a chance to show his skills on a national stage, and it should be fun.
You ever think of running for office?
What kind of office?
Well, an elected office. You know, not the office of the manager, but an elected office. I mean, look, we've talked a lot. You know that. And we love having you on the show, and you are the philosopher because you have a perspective. And I'm sure the answers you've given today, people appreciate. You ever think about that?
I think about it. Sure, why not? I mean, I'm a sucker for any one of those shows. I, you know, I love House of Cards, and if it's, I know it's nothing like that, but to have wield that kind of power would be pretty amazing. I think, you know, to have somebody get, you can knock somebody off and be the president in the next episode. It's pretty impressive.
All right. Well, we'll consider this as these elections happen. We're going to follow you. Believe me, this is pretty good. Are you scoreboard watching at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody will peek up there every once in a while. I'd say it's going to ramp up as we get going into the second half. You know, I think we're inside 80 games, whatever, 75 games left. So guys will start paying attention. I mean, you always peek up there to see how your division's doing more than you look around the league. And, you know, one thing I definitely do is always look at the team that we're going to play next and see if they're hot, so to speak, if they're winning a bunch of ball games and just see where they're at. But, you know, you're always going to pay attention to the boys down south and see how they are doing in L.A. And but, again, that'll pick up as we get going in the second half. But as long as we're taking care of business and we've been doing a good job of taking care of the West, playing well.
Yeah.
And if we could continue that, I think everything will be just fine.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right. Looking forward to the break. I know everyone sort of is. It's a mental break as well.
Yeah, it's great. It's for me, I'm just going to take some time and hang out with my family and I think just get away from the game. I don't know how much of the All-Star game. I will watch probably the announcements of stuff and maybe an inning or two, watch Buster catch. But that'll be about it. You know, that I'd like to say I'm going to watch all nine innings, but I know I won't. It's a time to just spend with my family and relax and get away from the game and get excited for the second half. We have a big road trip to kick it off. So, you know, we're going to cross country and some big stops. And so it'll be a fun time.
All right. Pleasure having you on. Good first half. Best record in baseball. So it's a lot of fun. The ups and downs of a season. I love doing the shows because this is what we do. It's the mosaic. And this is the way we go through the season together. So appreciate having you on.
Thanks, Marty. And we'll do it again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we will. All right. It's going to be a while. All right, I think it's Washington next time. Right?
Yeah.
Washington, the end of the month. I think that's the next.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. That's God's country, Washington. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Ask Bryce Harper. All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.